Welcome to FFA Today. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's start out by having you tell our listeners your name and how old you are and those type of things.
I am Katie Bendixson. I am 16 years old and I live in Castown, Ohio.
Gotcha. Okay. Are you freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior?
I'm a junior.
And where do you go to school?
Miami High School.
Okay. And who is your FFA advisor?
My FFA advisor is Marie Carity.
Okay. So let's talk a bit about your SAE project. Explain what you've chosen to do.
Okay. My SAE is called Katie's Christmas Cheer. I make and sell Christmas wreaths and sprays and other decorations for Christmas time. And I use the greens from the evergreen trees on our land. I also use different kinds of greens, and I have a workshop. My garage is my workshop, mm-hmm. and I make all the wreaths in there during the Christmas season.
Awesome. So you're actually using materials that you can harvest right off of your own place. Now, you said you're also making sprays. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, how do you make a spray?
A spray is actually the greens that I get. I separate them into piles of large, medium, and small. And I pick out large ones and I put them on top and I just keep layering up the branches. And then I wire all the branches at the top and it's just a flowy thing of greenery and I put a bow on it and that's basically a spray.
So I obviously was misunderstanding and I'm glad you explained that. I was thinking like you were making some sort of spray like a pine scent that you could spray out and it would smell Christmassy.
No.
Okay. So a spray is a decoration that's kind of like a wreath. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, tell us about what makes your wreaths and your sprays special.
Around here, there's not really any place where you can buy wreaths or sprays unless you like go to the store. But mine are, they not only have the evergreen branches in them, they also have boxwood, white pine, Douglas fir. They have all kinds of different greens. Also, they're pre-decorated. I make my own bows, and I decorate them with, like, little Christmas bulbs and pine cones and uh-huh. all that stuff. So they're you get them decorated and made by me. And like I said, there's really nowhere else to get wreaths and sprays like that around here.
Okay. Obviously, with your busiest time being right before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you come up with this idea?
We came up with this idea when my parents moved into our house about 18 years ago. It was kind of a marriage project where they planted a few acres of evergreen trees. And we were looking for something creative and different to do for my SAE. We also wanted to put those trees to good use. So coming up with this, it's a very creative idea and can also use those trees. So we really came up with this by trying to put those trees to use.
I see. Okay. And so how did you figure out that people were lacking the ability to buy these type of Christmas decorations in your area?
Actually, my grandma and a lot of her friends were, she would tell me that was a really good idea because her friends, really wanted wreaths like that and can't buy those at the store. Like pre-decorated like that, and mm-hmm. so like hearing that from her and hearing that I could have some business with this, it really just got me into it.
Cool. Okay. And so you actually have a business name. What is that?
Katie's Christmas Cheer.
Katie's Christmas Cheer. Awesome. And so have you gone through one or more seasons of actually selling these products yet?
Yes, two seasons. 2014 was a lot better than 2013. I was advertising more, and since my first year, people told their friends and everything, and it really just got around.
Well, that's going to be my next question for you, is how you market your business, Katie's Christmas Cheer. So you talked about advertising. Tell us what you're doing there.
Through my Facebook, I put on my Facebook page, the flyers and stuff, and other wreaths that I have made. Also, I make flyers. And I put flyers throughout my school. My mom takes flyers to her work with her, and so does my dad.
Okay.
So through flyers and the internet.
So Facebook page and flyers and word of mouth.
Yes.
Great. Well, that's great. And so how did you build up the Facebook following that helped you to promote this idea?
Well, just people on my page, I put a picture of my flyer on my Facebook page, which showed everyone, all of my friends, this. My grandma also put a picture of a wreath that I made her on, and a lot of her friends commented and shared that picture. And other customers of mine have also put pictures of my wreath on, so it's basically just gone all over Facebook.
Awesome. Well, now, is this something that you want to continue to do after you finish high school?
Yes, because I also have a little brother, and he will try to take over this business and also my older brother's hay business. So it will be continued on, and as I go to college, I can come back over Christmas break and help him make wreaths and sell to customers.
So it sounds to me like the whole family is entrepreneurial.
Definitely. My family, I would not be able to do it without them. They are a huge help.
Sure. And so tell me about the experience it's giving you and how it's contributing to your future success, or at least what you think it's doing.
The main thing it has taught me is definitely time management. It being just during the Christmas season, I have a very crushed amount of time from basically the middle of November to Christmas time. So time management and managing all my orders that I get in at once, and taking time out of my other activities that I do to make all these wreaths. Also, it has given me a lot of experience with talking with people. This year, actually, we have something here at Mayan East called Viking Fest. And they have people go up on stage and just do different activities. They actually had me go up on stage this year, and I presented how to make a spray. So it like helps me in front of people and helps me to talk to my customers and be able to talk to them.
Awesome. Well, I teach college, and I've trained a lot of new employees in my previous career. And two of the things that we stress the most are the ability to speak in public and to manage time. So I think you are getting some great benefits out of this. That's really exciting.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, do you know where you want to go for college, or have you made that decision yet?
I am looking at The Ohio State University. That is very high on my list. My brother is going there right now, actually, and my mom also went there, so I'd love to carry on the tradition of going to Ohio State.
Well, that is awesome, and it has been a real pleasure speaking with you, and what a neat idea you've got, and this business that you've built that you can pass on to your brother is very, very interesting. It's been great to talk to you and see some of the innovative ideas that come out of FFA.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.